Ah, motherhood. One minute, you're mom of the year.
I love you, mommy.
Then the next? Not so much. From bath time to bullying, from potty training to puberty, parenting is full of challenges. But one thing is for certain, you are not alone. Welcome to Modern Mom Probs. I'm your host, author, mother, parenting expert, Tara Clark. Join me while we tackle today's modern mom problems. Welcome back to another episode of Modern Mom Probs. I'm your host, Tara Clark. If you like what we're doing, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. You know, here on Modern Mom Problems, we're trying to solve the world's modern mom problems, but if we can't, at least we're having fun talking about them. We have a really fun guest today. Our topic is, here we go again, recipes and inspiration to level up your leftovers with Tiffany Thiessen. Tiffany Thiessen's on-screen charisma has been gaining her fans since she starred as Kelly Kapowski in the cult classic TV show Saved by the Bell and Valerie Malone in Beverly Hills 90210, two of my favorite shows of all time. Tiffany's debut cookbook, Pull Up a Chair, skillfully translated her talent for cooking and warm hospitality to bring people together. Today, she is the dazzling host of MTV's hit series, Deliciousness. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tiffany, for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm a sixth generation California girl, through and through, very, very deep, deep rooted into California. Grew up in Long Beach. I got into the crazy Hollywood business at a pretty young age, started doing like modeling and commercials when I was like 8 or 9 years old. And then it developed into doing TV, which is kind of where I started the whole nutty business. And then, you know, kind of segued really like in my sort of 30s, really into a passion that I've always had since I was young, which is food. And so I had a TV show on Cooking Channel and Food Network for a while called Dinner at Tiffany's. I have one book that was already published quite a few years ago called Pull Up a Chair. And then I have my second cookbook coming out called Here We Go Again, which is all about what to do with leftovers.
What inspired you to write it?
Well, there's a couple reasons. There's logical reasons. There's inspiration reasons. So I'll give you a tidbit of all of them. I grew up in a family that didn't have a lot of money. So my mom, I think, was always, and I didn't realize this until I kind of really thought about this book idea that I had, that it really came from how I was raised. Because my dad was working two jobs just to allow my mom to stay home and raise me and my brothers. And she was always stretching food as much as possible because we just didn't have a lot. And so the idea of, you know, getting inspiration from the roasted chicken that she had on Monday night to make it into something on Tuesday or Wednesday even was always instilled in me. And so the idea really came from, I think that, not knowing it at the beginning, but really from that when I was really trying to teach my kids about food waste. And, you know, our world is in a place where I think Mother Nature is talking very loudly to us. And one of the biggest contributors to global warming is food waste. And I didn't even know this until a few years ago, but generally it's about 40% of our food from farm to table gets wasted. So I was trying to teach my kids, like, that's like mommy going to the grocery store, right? And buying 5 bags of groceries and then throwing just 2 away in the trash before I even get to my car. And that's, you know, to them, they were like, what? They couldn't believe it. So it was really trying to teach them to look at the fridge and my pantry and look at things that we normally would throw away. So like, you know, my kids were doing this all the time. They would throw away all the broken potato chips at the bottom of the chip bag. And I would like, no, we can do something with that. You know, it was also, so that was one of the biggest reasons. That's kind of the start of it. It also was to try and get my husband, and God love him, he's a wonderful man, wonderful husband, wonderful father, but is the worst about leftovers. Like the moment he's had it once, he doesn't want it again. So it was kind of like sort of a test to prove to him that I could take leftovers that he probably wouldn't even recognize and make it into something else that he would literally be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I just did it again yesterday, you know? So it was funny. There's many different layers of why I wanted to do this book, but those were kind of the 3 main reasons.
I love that. You were like, challenge accepted.
Yes, exactly.
I have another friend whose husband doesn't like leftovers either. They have just like a weird thing
what
about...
What is up with that?
I don't know. I don't
like,
know.
To me, leftover pizza is better the second time around. Thanksgiving, to me, is better the second and third and fourth time around. So I don't have that problem. But yeah, so my husband apparently does. But he's much better now. I mean, he's gotten much, much better because I generally don't tell him that it's made from leftovers now.
So that's such a classic modern mom problem, right? Every day at 5 o'clock for me, I go, oh, what am I going to make for dinner? It literally happens every day. Like, why haven't I learned by now?
Because we have habits that are super hard to break. But it's true. I mean, look, we are people that very much have habits, right? We're creatures of habit, and some people even more so than others. But that's a hard one to break if that's just how you do it, right? And so it's interesting. I think, you know, a lot of people do like the meal prepping and all that. And it's funny, I don't have time to meal prep. It is way too much to put an entire day or week, even some people do with meal prep, but I do menu prep. And menu prep is something that allows me to figure out and shop for at least what I'm going to have for the week. But then I'll try to just prep it on the day in between work or, you know, taking kids to school or picking up or sports or whatever, if I can. If it's a day that mommy just can't cook, well, guess what? It's something frozen in the fridge or the freezer, or it's takeout. I mean, that's life, right? It just happens, you know? And there's many times too where I'll take out a baking sheet and it's snack tray dinner. You know what I mean? Like, it is like what's ever in the fridge that I can cut up into some fun ways and stuff that's in the pantry, and it's put on a baking sheet and have at it. There are many days that are like that. And now that my kids are older, most of the time they do it on their own. I just have to oversee it and make sure it's just not all crap, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Modern Mom Style Box. Upgrade your wardrobe and enjoy unlimited styles for just $60 a month. Modern Mom Style Box is the first rental clothing subscription designed exclusively for moms and moms-to-be. Get started today with a free trial. Use promo code PTO. What's your go-to leftover recipe?
That's like trying to pick a favorite child, Tara. Come on. That's hard. I mean, I will say there's ones that I do more often because they're either asked about or it's because it's the leftover that we have in our fridge. So leftover pizza, we always have. I'm always doing something fun. And in the book, I have a great way to make pizza, leftover pizza into a breakfast pizza sandwich, which is really fun. And my kids love it. Really, really love it. And so that's a good one because there's not one person who doesn't have leftover pizza. I mean, maybe there isn't, but I feel like cold pizza in the fridge is always something that happens to everybody, you know? Also, I think leftover rice. I always have leftover rice or even leftover risotto because I make risotto a lot. My kids love risotto. So I have a great recipe for making arancini out of leftover risotto, leftover rice. The kids love making their own sushi with leftover rice. You know, if I'm not feeding it to my chickens, it's literally leftovers. You know, we make leftover rice and make sushi out of it, sushi cakes out of it. I throw it into like another sort of dish or a soup or something. So there's lots of great recipes. My kids love, you know, like I said, like pretzels. They're always broken at the bottom of the bag, right? And my kids are like, I don't want them if they're broken, you know? And I'll make great like appetizers out of them, like a classic cheese ball. Back in the 70s, my mom used to make these big cheese balls that she'd bring to the potlucks, right? There's lots of fun stuff. I mean, it's really trying to look at your fridge and your pantry in a little bit of a different way. And I break down the book in a way where it's, you know, the chapters are based on like produce or meat and fish or, you know, everything dairy or little cheese bits. I'm always having ends of cheese somewhere. You know, I can show you what to do with those rinds of the Parmesan. You know, there's actually great things you can do. Cacio e pepe is one that you can make with the rind. You know, there's a great soup that you can make with the rind. So it's fun. It's been really, really fun to create this book. I'm super, super proud of it. And also it just kind of takes me down memory lane. Like I shot it in a way that's extremely nostalgic, and I hope people of my age, you know, will kind of love the memory lane of it all, you know, going down and seeing those patterns and those colors and those dishes that they used to probably have when they were growing up.
What's your favorite recipe in this book?
You know, food is very about the mood. To me, it's kind of like music. You're in a certain mood. You want to listen to certain music for that mood, either to help your mood or to go with your mood, right? And I feel like food is exactly the same way. You want to cook something that you're in the mood for, that's appeasing to your eyes and your stomach. A lot of times that has to do with the weather outside. It has to do with maybe what you ate the night before, if you're that hungry, if, you know, so it's hard to choose a favorite because it really has a lot to do with what mood you're in at that time when you're wanting to make something, right? I mean, there's many days where I just want a good BLT, right? I mean, like there's those days that I just want a really good sandwich, or I want to go and do something more. And you're also having to figure out something that's going to be appeasing to not just you, but an entire family. And that's the hardest. That's the hardest part I found, because it's like my son wants one thing, my daughter wants another, my husband wants this, he's not in the mood for that. And it's kind of like,
So Tiffany, tell us, where can we buy your book?
Well, the book is really anywhere books are sold. I mean, your usual Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million. You can actually go on my website and it has a link to everywhere where you can get it. But it's pretty much going to be anywhere where you find your local cookbooks.
Tiffany Thiessen, it has been such an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining today.
Tara, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Modern Mom Probs. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive in today's problem with me, your host, Tara Clark. Join me next time when I'll be interviewing another great guest and tackling another modern mom problem. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and a rating. As always, you could head over to Modern Mom Probs on Instagram and give me a follow, or check out my book, Modern Mom Probs, A Survival Guide for 21st Century Mothers, available online wherever books are sold. Well, that's it for today. See you next time, folks.